Hello and welcome to the Parents Tool Shop. This is the Parent Success Call, and my name is Damara Simmons, and I am going to present, excuse me, I'm going to be presenting about do bribes and rewards really work? So we're going to discuss this today, and let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start with first a little story. So this is Julie and her son. And Julie's son's always throwing tantrums or running off when she's grocery shopping, and she wants him to behave and stay with her. So to entice him to do this, she tells him, "If you stay with me and we can get through the store without you throwing a fit, you can pick out a candy bar at the checkout." So all through the store, she continues reminding him, "Remember, if you're a good boy, you'll get to pick out a candy bar." So, question to ask ourselves is, have we ever experienced this? Have we ever used phrases like this to try to motivate our children to behave a certain way? And I know that I have heard lately, because I have teenage boys, I've actually heard parents of teenagers telling their kids, if they do a certain thing like get better grades or participate in a certain type of activity at church, that their parents will, buy them something. And sometimes I even hear them, telling them they'll buy them something really expensive, like an expensive electronic or expensive shoes. So this causes huge problems, really big problems, especially as kids get older and older and start expecting that, and they're going to become less cooperative because they want something in return. So the next question, well, I guess actually the first question is, why do parents use bribes and rewards? So why do they even use them? And the number one reason is because they get the result they get. They get the behavior from their children that they really want. And so you've probably been tempted, like most parents, to reward your children's good behavior or use bribes to entice your children to cooperate. Bribes are offers of gifts or payments which are presented up front, and they're used to manipulate or influence our children to take a particular action or to behave a certain way. And then rewards pay children after the fact for behaving in a desirable way. So that's just kind of a quick definition between the two of the difference between the bribes presented beforehand, rewards given after for behaving a certain way, and why do parents use them? Because often they get the behavior, they get what it is that they want their children to do. So this leads us to the question, do bribes work? And sadly, yes, they actually do work. Now, just because it works in the short run, so we get the immediate behavior that we want from our children, should we continue using it? And obviously, the answer to that is no. So we need to keep in mind that bribes and rewards are actually a form of manipulation. So we are manipulating our children. We are teaching them by our example, by the way we treat them and interact with them, how to be manipulators. And this is because we're trying to get our children to behave a certain way. And it is also because we're trying to get them to behave a certain way, it is a way of controlling our children. So it's the controlling parenting style that uses the bribes and rewards, actually the perfectionistic supervisor that uses it the most. So you may find bribes and rewards are simply convenient because they usually do work in the short run and they provide a quick fix. But bribes and rewards for children quickly, this is another problem, is they become very addictive. And we need to look at the long-term messages that we're sending our children and decide if those are life lessons that we really want our children to learn and to have a part of them and their character. So we really kind of have to stop and step back and take a look carefully what it is that we want and how we want our children to grow up. Do we want them to learn that manipulating is okay and trying to control other people is okay? So the next question is, what do bribes and rewards teach? So what do they teach our children? First of all, they teach external motivation. They teach that there are things outside of ourselves that we want in return for, cooperating. So it teaches our children to think that way and want something in return. It's also teaches that there's a very superficial level there, and the superficial things that they don't last, and that their behavior can be conditional. And it teaches them again back to the manipulation. And it also teaches them that their worth is conditional, and this can lower their feelings of self-worth if they know, like, okay, mom and dad, love me if they get me these things, but if they don't, then they don't love me. And so it starts becoming all conditional, and the feelings of love and the emotions get all intertwined in these bribes and rewards that becomes very unhealthy for our children. So what happens when we give food rewards or bribes? So we need to think about this. So this is one that's maybe commonly used by parents. I know that I have used it in the past. If you eat your vegetables, then you can have a cookie. Oh, it's not supposed to be a question. Sorry, it's a statement. So if you eat your vegetables, then you can have a cookie. So what message is this actually teaching our children? If we, say that to them, trying to get them to eat healthy food. So it's teaching them that, that they, if they, that the cookie is the main object that they want to be getting. It's not nutritional food. It's teaching them, starts teaching them unhealthy and emotional eating habits. And I know that this is a problem. I've actually found this in my own family, like in myself, that I am an emotional eater, and I know some of it's back goes back to my childhood, and so this sticks with them for their whole lives unless they become aware of it and help start improving and fixing that in themselves. So we need to make sure and just teach the value of good nutritional eating. And yes, there can be a treat after we're done eating, but that's kind of the side. No, that's not the reason that we eat our healthy food first. And then what happens when we give rewards such as toys or money to our children? Again, this teaches that they get a payoff. It teaches them that they need a payoff for their behavior and that, oh, which is counterproductive, sorry, which is counterproductive to real life. Because in real life, there are many things we have to do that we don't get paid for. And so then kids start to think if they're always getting rewards or through toys or money, that they are always going to get paid for, whatever it is, their behavior, or maybe even chores or things like that. And that's not teaching them real life that, hey, sometimes there's things we just have to do because we have to do. They're part of life and we don't get paid for them. So it just is, it gives them unrealistic expectations of life that we've got to be careful of and aware of as well. So how do we motivate without bribing our children? And I know I get asked this by parents. You know, they get really frustrated. They just want their children to cooperate and do things and get them done. And so it's, you know, they ask, well, what can I do then? How do I get them to actually, you know, do these things that their chores or, you know, whatever it is that needs to be done? How do I get them to do that? And so, first of all, we need to be aware of what we're saying. It's just little small tweaks in the phrases that we're saying to our kids. So first, we need to avoid the if this, then this. So if you clean your room, then you get a treat. Okay. We need to, that is going to be construed in our children's mind as a bribe, that they are being manipulated just because of the wording. So we've got to be careful about that. Instead, we want to say, when you're finished cleaning your room, then you get a treat. Or then you get to go out and play with your friend. So when your room is clean, then you get to go outside and play. And that's just teaching them that there are certain things that have to be done that are most important, and that they come first, and then, you know, the responsibility comes first, and then, you know, our fun activity. So we're not eliminating fun activities for our children. Of course, we want them to have that, but we need to make sure we're just careful about that little change in wording. Another way is, as soon as you've cleaned your room, then you can play outside. So again, just teaching them the value of the work or responsibility before play. And it doesn't feel like a bribe to our children. It doesn't feel like they're being manipulated. They're learning in their minds, okay, I need to do this, and then we get to do this. So it's just teaching them real life, realistic there, what they need to do. And then, so what else can we do? We need to teach our children acceptable behavior. And we need to do that when everyone is calm. We cannot teach our children acceptable behavior when they are having a total meltdown or they're hungry or, you know, something like that's going on. So when things are calm, we take those quick little moments to, you know, teach our children or show them or model it or role play how they need to behave in a certain situation that has become an issue or a problem. And we need to sincerely describe the value of their contribution, how much we appreciate when they do that, and how it makes things go better. Back to the story of like the grocery store, you know, if a mom, before heading to the grocery store explains, we're going to be grocery shopping, this is what you can do while we're there, and explain it ahead of time, let the child know. And then when you're done, let them know how much you appreciate it, or even ahead of time, let them know, wow, you know, when you help out this way, or stay right with me, or sit in the cart, we can get through shopping so much faster, and then we can go and do something that we enjoy together. So we just need to make sure and describe the value of their contribution and the you know, how it helps us, how it helps the whole family, and how much we appreciate them so that they feel good about themselves. Children who feel good about themselves, feel good about their worth, their self-worth, their self-esteem, then they're going to want to repeat that behavior and they're going to behave better. And this is a greater reward than any external thing we can give them. So internal satisfaction is going to stay with them, you know, for the rest of their lives, and as opposed to like a toy that, you know, eventually is just going to be discarded. And then some other ideas to motivate your children are promoting a team theme. I know that this, as part of just our family environment, when we have a team theme, when there's jobs or things to be done, and we say, hey, let's all chip in, let's do this together, we're in this together, that really helps children with their motivation and feel like, okay, I'm not doing this by myself. This is something we do as a family and we can all do this and it's okay. Another thing is a short little to-do list that your children can control. It's not something that you control. It's a short little, maybe a little whiteboard, you know, that they can have that they cross off or they erase when they have finished couple things that they have that they need to do. So some type of little list or way that they can control what it is they need to do and they can follow through with that really helps with motivating our children. And then again, positive descriptive encouragement about what they've done or when they finish it or how does that make them feel. And pointing out their good feelings. When we see them do something, they have a smile on their face, they feel good about themselves. It's nice to point that out and say, wow, you know, you look really pleased, really happy about that. So acknowledging, validating their feelings, what they've done, just that goes a long ways for building this feelings of self-worth and self-esteem and cooperation in our children and motivation. So all of those things are great ways. These are great techniques to use in having internally motivated children. Okay, that winds up my presentation about the rewards and bribes. And appreciate everyone who listens to this. And I know that Jody has some wonderful, there's an article on the Parents Tool Shop website. If you type in bribes or rewards, that comes up that goes through a lot of this information. And if you have any questions about that, you can always reference that. And one last little note, there is research that has happened. Alfie Cohen, I think, Kohn, he's done research and writes about, you know, how detrimental the bribes and rewards are on our children and what it's caused, you know, as in a society, in our society in general, you know, people that want things and feel that entitled and always want some type of payment for everything they do. And so that's another resource. He has a website and there's some information in the Parents Tool Shop book about this as well. And if you have any questions, please contact you. You're welcome to contact me or contact Jody. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to present to you. And I hope you and wish you a wonderful day.